Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. We are here with our teacher, Connie Stanfolk. Hey, Connie, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We are doing lesson number 29 today, and this one, ladies, is titled Make Your Calling and Election Sure. So, Connie, what are the main themes for today?
Well, really, Peter's going to be telling his readers again that that life of Christ in them is going to be lived out in a way that really their faith will be evident. And it's kind of the idea we see elsewhere in Scripture of examining ourselves.
Yeah, very important thing to do, ladies. So the Scriptures we're covering today are in, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. So only a few verses there. I'm going to read them, and then Connie will begin her teaching. And this says, starting in verse 8, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be a richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
All right. Well, here we have Peter talking again about those qualities that we talked about the last time we were together. And just to review, those qualities were faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. And so Peter writes and he says, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing," meaning you're growing in grace and you can see God is working these in and through your life, he then says, these qualities keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful. And truly, the ineffective is Greek word meaning idle or useless. And unfruitful makes us think again about Jesus Christ talking about abiding in him. And read that in just one moment. But keeps you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we come again in 2 Peter 2. Knowledge, knowing Jesus Christ intimately, and how that affects our lives. And so we're going to take a look at John chapter 15, just a few verses to talk to remember what Jesus said to his disciples about abiding in him.
All right, ladies, this is just a couple verses in 4, 5, and 6 that Connie has selected, and it says this, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned."
Yes, and so what we really wanted to remember here again is that it's in Jesus Christ that we become fruitful and are able to bear the fruit that pleases God. Verse 9, back here in 2 Peter chapter 1 here, Peter then writes, he says, "For whoever lacks these qualities," and so if we're lacking love and brotherly affection and self-control and steadfastness and virtue and faith and all the rest, then he says, "Whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins." And so Peter is saying, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, but you're not living like a child of God, you are spiritually blind. You've forgotten what it was to be saved. Yeah. And so we're going to read another scripture that talks about being cleansed from our former sins, because it's going to remind us of, again, it's God's power at work in us. So Titus 3, verses 5 to 7, I think Amy's going to read for us.
Yes, it says, "He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life."
Yes, and so again, it's what's happened to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if we remember that, and we know that he's working in our lives today, that helps us to desire and pray and just be devoted to God in such a way that our lives do change and reflect Jesus Christ more and more. Here in verse 10, Peter then writes and he says, "Therefore, brothers," or actually brothers and sisters, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure or firm. And we've talked in 1st and 2nd Peter about how God is the one who's called us and he's the one who's chosen us. And so we have one scripture from 1st Thessalonians where Paul is talking again to another group of believers about how God chose them.
Yes, this is a short verse that says, "For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you."
Yes. And so God has chosen you. And if he's done that and you've been born again and the Holy Spirit's working in your life, he will work in you to conform you to the image of Christ and make you more and more like Jesus Christ. Peter then says, "For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall or trip up or fall away from the faith." And again, we didn't come to the faith by ourselves. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, and we actually don't stay in Christ by ourselves, but we do have a part of desiring to please God and grow in the Lord. And when we're told in Scripture to be loving or to be steadfast, when we encounter situations where it's difficult for us, we need to make it our prayer to say, "Lord, teach me how to love in this situation." I don't know, Amy, do you have any thoughts about how we'd grow in those things?
Oh, we can't do it on our own as much as we want to. Connie, I've tried to be better, and I tell you what, I fail when it's just me trying to be better, but I know that it's the Holy Spirit, and I do need to ask him continually for help, like you said, in walking in holiness, because my flesh doesn't want to do it.
Exactly. And so again, it's in Christ we can do that, and we come to him humbly and say, "Lord, help me."
Thankfully, though, when we do ask him and as we grow in him, we do gain those desires, and we do want to please him.
Yes, yes. And that's why we're teaching and hopefully growing in the Lord because of it. To conclude our time here together, I'm going to finish what Peter said in verse 11. He said, "For in this way of practicing those qualities, those godly qualities, the qualities of Jesus Christ, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Mm. And so he's talking about eternity, about being with Jesus Christ forever in heaven. So there's a few scriptures that talk about that entrance into God's kingdom. And actually, there's one that's really beautiful because it's Stephen when he's being martyred. And I'll have Amy read that because it's beautiful.
Oh, yes. It's in Acts. You'll find it in chapter 7, verse 56. And Stephen is being stoned, and he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God."
Yes. And so that entrance is being prepared. There's a welcome in heaven for each and every believer. We'll go to be with Jesus. We know other writers in Scripture have also talked about that. And one of those is the Apostle Paul. And he wrote a letter like Peter, his last letter, 2 Timothy, where he talked about he was soon going to die and what he was looking forward to God in heaven. And so, Amy, if you'd read that, please.
Sure. And Connie's picked a couple verses here in chapter 4, and I'll just read a few. It says, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." And then I want to end it with verse here 18. It goes on in the letter, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen."
Yes. And so Paul's, again, knowing he's safe in Christ and he will be going to be with God forever in heaven. In our study notes today, there's a verse to look at and think about and ponder. And I'll just refer to it, but it's 1 John 3:2. And really the bottom line of that verse is that when Jesus Christ appears, we will be like him because we shall see him as he is. And that's truly what Peter is instructing his readers to know and to hold on to.
Amen. And Connie, thank you so much for this lesson today. There's so much more in the study guide, ladies, that you can read about and talk with. Perhaps there are other ladies around your table, and we hope that's the case, that this word is going forward and going forth. All right. Look for lesson number 29. You can find it at naomistable.com. And in just a moment, Nancy will be back here, and we will be talking a little bit more about what you heard just now. And I hope you can stick around. We'll be right back.